Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good morning. Very good.
On today's edition of Word Made Flesh, Mark has suggested that we revisit Paul's writing in his letter to Colossia, the Colossians, primarily emphasizing this is for Paul, this is what it looks like, this is what it means to develop a character that resembles, that looks like Jesus. Alright? So we'll be out of chapter 3 in Colossians. And Mark, if you can begin reading at verse 5 through 15.
Okay.
Thank you.
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self and its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator. There is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
All right, very good. Very good. All right. Good old Paul. All right. Initial thoughts, comments, questions.
I still like you often tell us that Jesus didn't come to make things easier for us, but to make it harder.
It's kind of an aftermath effect. Mm-hmm. That sometimes we think he's made it easier, but you're right, he made it harder.
Yeah, and you see Paul's carrying on that tradition. I mean, if we want to take it in the context of, you know, living close quarters here, you know, this seems to be like diametrically opposed to our, I don't want to say natural, but kind of predisposed tendency to want to be right all the time. And it's kind of just a circle.
Kind of. The crazy side.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, without a doubt, when Paul writes in this chapter 3, you're right, he is showing that, look, we know the Lord left us a couple decades ago. If you're going to confess him, that's just not an acknowledgement of affirmation. If you're going to confess him, you need to put him in action. If we're going to confess Christ, that becomes a lifestyle. That lifestyle then includes, and he gives us two different lists of vices, right? The first five is really about sexual. Right? The other ones has to do with our mouth. Right? And he says that stuff, you didn't see that stuff in the life of Christ. It should not be in our lives either. Right? It's a lifestyle. And then he kind of gives us a list of five virtues, of which the predominant virtue is that of love. And so you're right. Jesus says, love your enemy. And we're going, but I don't like that person. You know, but I believe in Jesus, but I don't like that person. I'm not going to forgive. Jesus says you got to forgive. We got it in the disciples' prayer. Here Paul says, you know, we forgive because God's forgiven us. But I don't like that person. That's hard. But that's the lifestyle. Don't say you are a Christian and then not act like a Christian. For Paul. All right? That... because he starts out, you know, we're in Christ, and Christ is all there is all in all. And if we're in Christ, right, we need to live. And so in here, we at Neighbors of Hope, we teach you guys that, you know, we do what he did, and we say what he said. Right? We as Paul would say, we become Christ-like. So, yeah, that's some good stuff. Anything else?
I think, too, like, you look at this analogy of, he's talking about clothing, you know, clothing, and, like, I think if I'm really looking at it is I have to, when I'm putting to death this life, this past life, I have to get rid of it. So I have to get rid of some of those clothing. I got to declutter and get rid of it and never have to return to it. You know, because that's the, I think that's the thing is sometimes clothing or certain objects and things are triggers in your life. And if you're holding on to something, then you have this expectation you can always go back to it. So if you have this expectation to always go back, you're never fully entrusting that he's giving you the right path.
Right.
So
right.
If I dispose of it, I get rid of it completely, then I've got to continue forward. I can never return to it. I never give my chance the opportunity to return when I get rid of it completely. If I remove all that causes me hurt and pain, if I remove it and I move on from it, I need to leave it there. I need to leave it away, because if I try to go back to it, I can easily fall in just as quick. You know, I think I see that a lot. And what we do a lot of times, the guys may relapse, and sometimes they go deeper than they were before. You know, too, so they because they left the door open. And they gotta kind of close those doors in that process.
Yeah, and in that context, the biggest door is fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if my life as Christ is not something I really like?
Yeah.
Right. I agree. I love how Paul uses simple. I mean, biblically speaking, we use some of the most basic, simplistic elements. Right? Like for the Eucharist, communion, right? It's bread and wine. You don't get much food-wise, you don't get much basic than that.
All to understand.
And here, a transformed life in Christ is like dressing yourself. It's like putting on clothes. That's pretty basic. We all, right? For our listening audience, all of us gathered around this table, we do have clothes on. Right? We all got up this morning and we dressed ourselves. We put on our clothes. Now, who was really thinking, you know, on putting on clothes? I mean, isn't that really become second nature? I mean, you know, one leg before the other, pull up, you know, snap, zip, right? Pull over, or right, put your two arms in. You probably have a habit where right arm goes first, left arm, whatever. We don't really think too much about it. It's just kind of like a second nature.
Yeah.
Clothing ourselves is somewhat of a second nature. You know, the hardest thing to determine is, does this match? And sometimes we don't even care. Right? I mean, that's why for some of us, we have wives. To let us know the color coordination isn't good, that doesn't match, you know, all that, right?
So why do you struggle? So that should be the question, is why are we struggling so hard to do this?
Yeah, exactly. So Paul says, you know, we need to put off. Right? We've all taken clothes off too. We need to put off. You know, put out, put away these things, the vices. Right? So that we can put on. And I like the idea. I mean, you clean it. We talk about spring cleaning, fall cleaning. There's times where we put out, put away certain clothing. Sometimes that includes putting them out of the house. You know, maybe people bring those type of clothing to our resale store, blessings of them, right?
Yeah.
And it really becomes a blessing to us and to others in the community by repurposing those. But putting on is where the hard work is. And you're right, that's developing new habits, new virtues, character takes work. And I do think, particularly Tim, as you kind of tied this into addiction, we may have the behavioral components within our addiction. And oftentimes when I'm talking to people aren't necessarily addicted to pot or alcohol, or even heroin, or opioids, or meth. Those are, we would say, like symptoms. Those are substances, right? What we're really addicted to is the pain in ourselves that those things mask. And deep down inside, if you went further, we're really addicted to the fear of living without the pain. I've never done that before. I've never lived like Christ before. So we leave that door open to where we can revisit the pain. And in here, you're right, in our Life Change program, we've encountered several men who have gone through that program, and at one point or another, when we start opening up the door and starting to deal with some of those pain issues, they're not at a point in their life to where they can really, move forward in trying to remove that pain. I mean, after all, how am I going to live if I get rid of this pain? If I find healing for this pain, huh? Which confuses us oftentimes, because, you know, if you break a leg or you break your arm, you know, or you get a laceration and you need stitches, or, you know, you pass out from a seizure or things of this nature, we are quick to go to the emergency room to get relief and healing for our physical pain. Our emotional pain, we don't do real well with. But the concept's still there. I mean, you're absolutely right. All right. We need healing for our emotional pain. Other thoughts?
I think, too, that for me, I have to get up every day and look at this. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You know, I have to, because I didn't care about that before. I didn't care about, you know, what somebody else thought, what somebody else felt, what somebody else, I didn't care. Like you said, you know, I have to get up and put a ritual habit into that. And for me, that is hard. But every day I do it, something else good changes.
Yeah. Psychologists would talk about, if you want to develop a new habit, and that new habit may be, okay, I don't want to smoke cigarettes or whatever, all right, whatever the habit. You need to do that for about a good 21 to 30 days. And then after that, you've kind of developed, it becomes habitual. You can do that more often, right? The encouragement that Paul gives us really is in that verse 10. And having clothed yourselves with the new self, which implies what? The old self, right? We're putting to death the old self. And with Christ, right, creating a new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge according to the image of its creator. So the new self is actually the original self. Right? That as human beings, we're supposed to be images of our creator. So other places Paul will write, you know, be imitators of God, be Christ-like. I mean, we're really called to image our Creator. Thus, oftentimes, what are we imaging? And the hope is we're growing in that, so we don't get it right day one. You know, maybe by day 28, day 30, you know, comparatively speaking, yeah, we start looking a little bit more. We're a little more compassionate and less angry. Gentlemen, thank you for all your insights. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.